we've been desperate to bring players in this summer, but it's taken its time. We have targets, you know, those targets are there. We're still, you know, progressing, hopefully, with them. You know, the great thing is that I don't think it's come out yet who we're after, which is wonderful. We've got to keep that close to our chests. But, you know, the lads who were here and have been here for a long time, you know, their performance on Saturday was very, very good.
You've almost said in the past that they're now waiting for their new arrivals to come, but to win without them.
No, it's a good spirit. You know, they've worked really hard pre-season. I think some of them, well, most of them have come back fitter this year than what they were the previous year. I think they knew what pre-season with me was going to be like in respect of how difficult it is. So they've really prepared themselves. I don't think there's one player that's come back and you think, well, he's let himself go. You know, they've been really, really good. And that includes the senior players, not just the younger ones. So, no, you know, I've been delighted with them. And I'm keen to bring better players in to lift the squad and to lift the group and to make it more competitive. And I think the group are waiting for that. Never mind the supporters or anybody else. I think the group of players really need that. Now, if we bring the right ones in, hopefully they'll gel, you know, over a period of time, and this club will push on. So, fingers crossed.
So a busy 10 days in prospect, taking out all the games you have to play anyway.
It's been non-stop. You know, it's been, you know, tough. We've been travelling abroad and we've been going to places where, you know, Kempy's abroad at the moment watching a game. So, that you know, that we've really tried to monitor everything and put it in a position where we can then go to Jeremy, who's still a major shareholder, and the Chinese, and see if we can get these deals done.
And it's deals plural, isn't it? And that must be tough when you're trying to spin so many plates.
Yeah, I'm used to it. You know, I've been in it a long time, so I know what the game is and how it works. And it's tough. You know, the finances out there now have gone absolutely stupid, crazy, and I mean crazy. And it's for a person who comes from a very, very working class background, you know, to listen to some of the fees that are being mentioned, just extraordinary, really.
And with this investment that you do have, has it changed the goalposts, excuse me, in terms of the calibre of player after, or not at all?
No, not at all. I think the Chinese want to work on the model that Jeremy worked on. I think they want to keep the club in a good position financially. I don't think there's any chance of this club doing anything different. You know, I've spoken to them last week, they're over for this game. And they want to keep the same model. They want to keep it as tight as Jeremy kept it. They want to make a profit every year. And they want people to work hard to, you know, to earn their money, whether you're on the staff or whether you're on the pitch. You know, they really, really do have that ethos.